Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Why Am I Sad? I'm Tom.
I'm Cass.
I'm George.
And I'm Zoe B.
And we're fine.
Hello sunshine, hello blue skies, hello lovely day.
Yay!
So fine.
The finest.
Woo.
The finest fabulousest.
We are fine and fabulous.
True. Yeah,
it's a nice change for being sad and miserable all the time.
I know. Like, I feel bad because surely someone here is miserable.
I am.
Misery check. I'm not miserable.
I'm doing pretty good.
Tom, George, Zoe. No. All right.
Weird. Okay.
All right, show's over, guys. We're cancelled on this podcast.
All right.
We did it.
We fixed it.
All we did, took 3 episodes without Zammit, and we're fixed.
Welcome to Why Aren't We Sad?
Yeah, yeah.
Turns out we just hated our friend.
Yeah. We're just all getting gaslit. That's what it was.
That's it. Damn.
Yeah. All we need to do, everyone introduces the episode once, and we're cured. That's all we need.
Big mental health is just cracking down on us heaps.
Yeah. Taking control.
I'm good because I've just had a good week of achievements that seem mundane but are excellent. I got a haircut and I got my ears cleaned and part ear things.
Completely flushed out and chopped off up top.
New boy, who this?
New head.
Just full on new head.
You should get a COVID test on top of it just to really everything gone.
All the holes.
Well, I've still not had to get a COVID test.
You bastard.
It's incredible.
Maybe
I'm patient zero.
But how patient you are.
You're just constantly all the reason of all these hotspots that keep popping up.
Yeah, just because I've never been tested so no one knows. I'm just like, I'm Typhoid Mary but for COVID and my name is Tom.
Tom Floyd Mary.
Wait, wouldn't I just be COVID Tom?
No! No, you would not! Stop that! How was getting your ears cleaned? Because I have had to have my ears tended to for the past decade. I checked to see if there was anything wrong, and the audiologist was like, I don't know, they just do that. So nothing's wrong.
That's fine.
You just got bad ears.
They're not even bad. They just produce more wax than I need. The audiologist was like, yeah. Did it just start one day? I'm like, yeah, it's like my stop one day. I'm like, sick. And the lady, I got my ears done today as well as part of my routine one.
Oh my God, like, little clean ear club over there.
Man, we can hear so much.
Getting our holes sucked. Yeah. Yep. Well,
double sucked.
The double suck. I want to know how your experience was because I know it is godlike. So what did you think of it?
Cleanliness is next to godliness. Well, he was talking about ears.
He was. No, it was good. So my ears, I have very narrow ear canals and just get like swimmer's ear heaps because I used to swim a lot. Basically, I'll start with this and I'll work my way back. But basically, since getting them done, I feel like for the first time in maybe 5 years, I can hear properly. Mm. I have never been able to hear. I reckon for four or five years, I've been able to hear my own voice like back to me.
Yeah.
Like, you know how you hear your voice and it kind of vibrates like the back of your neck when you talk? Yeah, I couldn't hear that until I got my ears cleaned. And I was like, huh, That's what I sound like. I better
be unrelated.
I better be quieter.
I better stop doing podcasts. I have a terrible voice.
Yeah. Well, it was like to the point where I rang my mum like later that day and we were just having a chat to her. She's like, "You had your ears done today, didn't you?" I'm like, "Yeah, why?" She's like, "You are talking differently."
Oh my goodness.
Like apparently my diction was better because I was quieter. I got home and my girlfriend was like, "Yeah, you're not yelling at me from across the room."
Yeah.
That's because I'm happy for once.
Wax is out. Joy is in.
Yeah.
We're a joy cast, baby. But yeah, it was one of those things where I should have done it a long time ago.
Mm.
I like to put things off and not do them. Instead, I don't have a thing where like I'm anxious about medical things. Like I can get a blood test, vaccine, donate blood, go to the doctor, whatever. But like sometimes in specific instances of like if I need to go and get a good or a service, I become super anxious that the person providing me the good or service will either punch me or just not give me the good or service, or worse, will make fun of me to their friends after I have had the good or service.
Oh, no. So you hate a one-on-one interaction?
Not all of them. Just like some.
Just the voluntary ones.
Just like, yeah. So like this was, I was really anxious about doing this because I was like, oh, what if later she's talking to her ear friends and she's like, this fucker's ears.
But do you want to be the worst ears that lady's ever seen? What a gift.
No, I don't. I don't want to be the worst ears that lady's ever
seen.
But
you think you are, honestly, Tom. We just keep coming back to this. You just think you're the main character, don't you?
That's it. It's so, like, that's the thing. I'm not. Like, I same with haircuts. I once had to return a shirt to a shop. Their return policy is really normal. You just go in and get it exchanged over. I had the wrong size. I had to come home and have a shower afterwards because I had sweated through my clothes. But again, look, I'm getting better at it because people point out, like you just did, George, that I'm not the main character and they don't care.
Oh, they probably care a bit because it's just annoying doing anything, but not more than it would for anyone. Yeah.
Correct. I'm not an arsehole. I'm not rude. I'm not like asking to speak to the manager or anything. I'm just doing my business.
Oh, we should go get your butthole waxed.
No.
Yes!
This is a leap.
Immersion therapy.
Let's get the worst of it out. Then everything's up from there. And also just to watch you shake would be very fun for me.
You don't get to be in the room, Zoe.
I'm not watching his butthole. I'm watching him freak out about getting a wax.
I was confused by that as well, to be fair.
Yeah,
that wasn't clear.
Do you sit down and shake because it's so raw? Like, is that how it works?
No, I was just saying that he gets nervous.
But yeah, I was very nervous about doing this and I had put it off heaps and then lockdown happened so I could put it off for even longer. But it was getting to a point where, my hearing was affected and I wasn't swimming as much and I love swim and I love hear. In that order. And she was the nicest lady, so kind, which was exactly what I needed. And she basically just explained what she was doing and then they put the vacuum tube in your ear. And basically in her words, she's like, there was a bit of like wax kind of compacted over your eardrums and I've effectively just been wearing earplugs just all the time.
All right.
Which shit.
That explains everything.
But, the minute it was done and I was like sitting up, I was like, ooh, my shirt is noisy.
Yeah.
I think before Tom went to go get it done, I was like, Tom, your clothes make noise. Because I remember when I first got it done, I think it must have been the same thing you have. Both of my ears are completely blocked up. And so it permanently felt like I was underwater, like in a bath. You know how if you hit the side of a bath, you hear it through your body, not through your ears?
Yep.
So it's just that. And the first thing, as soon as I had the flush, not the suck when I first got it done, because I didn't know much about ear health. But as soon as it, like that block came out, I could just hear this buzzing. I was like, what is that noise? And she's like, the fridge. And I was like walking home being like, Mom, my clothes make noise. She's like, yes. I'm like, oh my God. I got on one of those futureme.com websites and sent myself an email to like send X many years in the future about my cool ear experience so I'd never forget what it was like.
But you never did.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
When do you get that email?
I don't know because I don't know if it, I don't I haven't received it, so I don't know if it's worked.
Do you still use the same email address?
Yeah, it would have been like 5 years ago.
Oh, well. 5 years is not a long enough time to forget.
Maybe you did 10.
Yeah.
Maybe I did 10.
I think you did 10.
That feels all right.
I'll have to check for the email. I'll search my archives.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so strange. All of a sudden, everything makes noise. Brushing your hair behind your ears, you're like, why is that sound?
Touching your face. All of it. Yeah. But yeah, the big one for me was being able to hear my own voice, and like the diction in my voice was just like, oh. And look, I'm still loud because it's just obnoxiously who I am. Mm. But yeah, I can hear. It's incredible what you just put up with until someone's like, hey, what if you didn't have to?
Huh?
That rules.
That's a good summary of like the whole show, I think.
Yeah. But yeah, I got to get over my main character syndrome. I'm a supporting character at best.
What's your favorite noise that you've heard?
So this is the craziest part about this is I walked. So I was back at work. So I was like in the city. I went and got it done. And then I walked back and I just like walked through the city and like trams and just my clothes and everything. But the craziest thing was there was like a cockatoo in the city. So I felt like that was just a little treat for my ears. I was just like walking and I heard this like down like an alley in Melbourne. And there's just like cockatoo yelling, and I look up.
Oh, you mean the pterodactyl screech that they do?
Yeah, but it was like,
it's not pleasant.
Well, but it was like, it's a cool noise to hear in the city.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
I think you can take that as a gift from.
Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes cool shit happens.
Yeah, sometimes bird god smiles down on you.
I don't know where I heard this once. I think I can't remember where I read it, but apparently, and it's kind of sweet in a weird way. But I think I read somewhere that some deaf people, when they get their hearing back, the thing that's one of the things that really surprises them is that the sun doesn't make a noise. It's like, oh yeah, you would probably think that if you're looking at it, you're like, that's got to be making a noise. That thing,
that's the thing. Like, because I've read that too, and you think about it, you're like, no, I know what sound I would think the sun would make.
100%.
Immediately, like hypnotoad-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, on those days where it gets really, 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 really hot and the bitumen starts fizzing, I don't know what, you know what I'm trying to describe?
Yeah, that, like, steam sort of comes off the bitumen. And
Yeah. Like, that should make a noise. I don't know what that is. Like, I just think the road's gotten so hot that our eyes have given up.
Interesting.
I don't think
way
that's...
Way to treat that, yeah.
A mirage? What else? Are you talking about a mirage?
No, I'm not... No, you know when it gets really, really, really hot and you look at the road and just above the road, it looks like... heat waves.
Yeah.
Why can I see them?
Because heat is seeable? I don't know.
No, I think it's maybe like steam, sort of. Like that sort of thing. Like, is there a variation on that? It's like this air is getting played around with by the heat. So it's like...
If I can't see the air normally...
Because it's so hot.
I guarantee you right now there is someone who knows.
Please tell me.
This podcast and tweet is screaming.
Us. Yeah. At Happy Little Pod. Tweet why us does the road do that? Is it bitumen fumes?
Yeah, like what is it? Fumes? Because sometimes you can see fumes, which means you can see smells.
But we're talking like heat shimmers everywhere. It's not just bitumen, right?
Yeah, that's but why. Like mainly on bitumen. And then I guess like it on top of a barbecue if the barbecue is on. Hot place.
I think that's gas, if anything. But yeah, you can't see it over grass or sand or anything. The little heat fumes.
Oh, you can see it over sand.
You can see it over sand.
Beach, it's real hot.
Oh, yeah. I guess desert? Not.
I've never been to the desert, but I assume.
Yeah, you can see it. It's heat waves. You see it everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
Yeah.
I feel like we have more questions than answers.
I guess.
That's, just that's why this podcast is called Why Am I Sad? Not I Am Sad.
Oh, this is why I'm sad.
Yeah. I don't understand how the hot works.
Well, so...
One day I'll learn.
Yeah. Well, look, that's you can hear things. I have good news too. I seem to be in a relationship now.
I do want to state that those two things are equally good. Tom can hear, George is in love.
Tom's been here for years. I haven't felt anything for years. It's not the same.
George's is monumental. How are you? Are you happy? How? Tell us all.
Nah. Dish, dish, dish.
Nah.
Look at him.
Okay.
Happy little boy.
No, it's dish. Great. Side plate. Side plate.
Nah, look, no, it's dish. Great. Side it's great. Plate. Best part is now I can do so much more comedy.
Yeah.
What's the deal with girlfriends? Oh, it is such a rich vein. I didn't even know. I've been missing out all these years. I've been trying to perform with two hands tied around my back. It's crazy. I got so much shampoo.
Dating for content. Good.
No, so we've been seeing each other on and off. It's real smooth. It was just like curfew. Curfew is what did it. I'm going to be honest. Curfew is what forced the issue.
Oh.
It got me over some apparent phobias that I didn't know I had. Turns out maybe I did have some commitment issues, which I...
What?
I know, right? I just thought I was chilling.
Yeah.
I thought I was kicking back. I know. That's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. I know. I'm shocked as well. I'm still suspicious. But it turns out maybe I did have some pretty severe and debilitating commitment issues that I'm now pretty cool with.
He's out of them.
Yeah.
Congrats. That rules.
Making plans further than a week ahead and shit. It's crazy. You know? We booked in to do something on December. That's like almost a month away.
Hey, that rules. You're going to be together in a month. That's adorable.
That's,
I know.
Man, that's the power of hope and love, man. Like, that's really fucking good.
Yeah, it's an experience, I got to say. This love thing, it's not bad. You think about him and you smile.
How dumb.
That sounds like a lie.
How dumb.
I'm so happy, George. That makes me so happy.
It's actually beautiful.
Yeah, but seriously, though, it is a problem, a huge problem as well, because now it's like just a whole other thing that I want to do. Like, I had enough things. Now I've got a whole other thing I want to do. Like, this is ruining me now. Like, as you know, now my Sundays, I could be like, yeah, I want to hang out on my own. But now it's like, I want to hang around all with her. And it's like, ah, man, now I want to do both these things.
You can do both.
Yeah, I know. And I enjoy both as well. It's still, I don't know.
Why do you get to that stage? Yeah, why do you get to that stage in a relationship where you're alone but together? Like, you're just doing your own shit. You just happen to be in the same room.
Ah, I don't know if that's ever going to happen, to be honest.
We'll get over that hump.
Yeah.
Nah. You know, we're breaking down barriers one step at a time with George.
Got to perform for her all the time. All the time. Play the laughs always. She's not responding to me. How do I know I exist? You know?
The idea that you just descend into not having object permanence if your girlfriend isn't observing you.
I'm just saying, we're not done with the phobias yet, is all I'm saying. There's a lot more to unpack in here.
He's not cured.
No.
This isn't a putting a blanket on George issue.
Are you saying that maybe this podcast isn't finished?
Oh.
Maybe we're still going. Okay, then.
That didn't take long at all.
We're back, baby.
All right.
George, that is so nice. Yeah. You seem so happy. You look happy. I'm happy.
Look, it's adorable. Yeah. Look, I got to say, I didn't expect it. I thought I was done. I thought I was finished. And it just, like I said, I think the curfew and the lockdown. So it's just like you couldn't leave. And that helped me get over it. So shock therapy. That's my immersion therapy. That was my version of my getting my butthole waxed.
For yeah. I'm not getting my butthole waxed. There's no way. I like my butthole as it is.
You don't know what's happening in the future, Tom.
Love could be on the other side of that time.
Cass and I and a couple other friends as a group are going to go get our buttholes done, which I think is a fun experience you can join in on.
I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm a very hairy man.
Yeah, We're bringing men.
Yeah, but I'm very hairy. My hair starts on my toes and goes to, like, my nipples.
Well, do you want a bald patch?
Yeah.
Just perfect circle.
I have heard nothing but great things about that, though. The butthole waxing.
Yeah, see?
Mm,
or shaving, or lasering.
Yeah, all options.
Anything to get the hair out of there.
Nice, smooth, clean. So, going off buttholes, George, what's your girlfriend like?
Oh, she's lovely. She's lovely. Great. Nothing. Very unrelated to buttholes, apart from in positive ways.
Yeah.
You've got positive towards a bit. Eh? She's, she's lovely. She's great. Very clever gal. Very clever lass. She works in a bookshop.
Want her for the books.
Which is very cheesy of me. I know. It's a, what can I say? So I can do all my references and she gets them all. It's great. It's great.
Aww.
And also, you know, her as a person is nice too.
But the books. The books.
And her getting my book references, that's a whole other thing, you know?
Oh, my God, the comedy, George.
Ah, that's what I mean. Comedy.
She knows you exist.
There's no negatives, as far as I can tell. I'll tell you what, it's all positive. Yeah, no, it's lovely. No, it is lovely. I recently decided after a certain period of not eating as much as I normally do, I decided I was going to try to go to more restaurants. I was inspired. So now I'm going to a different restaurant every week. And now it turns out having a
partner,
missus, I guess, is a good way to do that easily.
Oh, yeah. Have you found any favorites?
No, I've just started.
Oh my god! Like one or two. I wanna recommend.
Yeah,
you some.
Yeah. We'll send you some recs.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm excited for George's restaurant reviews. That's gonna be good.
Yeah, excited for George to tear apart any restaurant I suggest because, like, holy shit, I like heavy food, and I can't imagine George, like, going downtown for that.
What?
Sounds like a sex thing.
I know.
Yeah, I disliked that sentence when I said it.
Yeah.
Like, I like really like
I've got a girlfriend now. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
yeah, no. I'm not going downtown for food anymore.
Yeah. Oh, no. My one opportunity.
What is that supposed to mean? I will hear nothing against this beautiful, perfect thing that will be perfect and exactly the same as now forever. Refuse to hear otherwise.
Oh, well, I was just saying, I like really fatty and greasy food. That's all I meant. And you just don't seem like someone who would enjoy like a whole meal of that.
Have you got to try sometimes have some fried chicken, specifically maybe if you're in America and you have some fried chicken with some cornbread and it's all sugar and all fat. And you're like, this is cake. And everything is cake, actually. Everything's cake. Cake.
That's how that meme started.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You go into that restaurant, you cut into it with a knife.
Just cake.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
God, I want cake now.
All their salads have like sugar in it. It's weird. But yeah, so fat and sugar, I'm all for that.
All right, then I've got some good recommendations for you.
We'll see. All right. We'll see.
All right.
Are you very familiar picky with Colonel Sanders and his establishments?
Oh, very good.
Look, I went through a period where I stopped having Wicked Wings every week because I had a bad run of like 2-3 weeks in a row where they were no good.
Oh.
And then I stopped because, let me tell you, not good Wicked Wings. They're not great. Mm,
they're not.
Yeah,
George, I want to recommend you a place that specifically does very, very hot fried chicken, and then a place that does meat donuts.
Yeah, both of those places, fantastic.
I want you to remember this face that you're making and this feeling that you have because you'll have one and your life will change. We've
Send
all been there.
To yourself.
We've all been there.
And then we ate a meat donut and it was fucking amazing.
Imagine hot jam donut full of pulled beef.
Yeah,
no jam.
But no jam, just meat.
I don't know if that pitch made it sound better. To
it does.
I know, we're saying it now and you are saying it's bad, but then you'll try one.
And then you'll love a meat donut.
They also do a bone marrow mash.
Mm, the bone marrow is good.
They season their fries with cinnamon. It's very good.
It's very special. God, we should go there. I'm hungry.
Yeah. I'm real hungry now.
All right.
Show's
I'll
over.
Try
we'll
it out.
Lunch.
I'll try. Yeah. I'll give it a go. Okay. Fine. Yes. No, send me that list. I'm building a list slowly. So, yes, I'm keen for that.
Oh, my God. Can we start a Google Doc of good restaurants around?
Why doesn't that exist already?
Because we haven't made one yet. I'll make one after the show.
Done. All right. So, yes.
I was so against Google Docs, but now they're the best things in the history of time.
Well, it's because we haven't been able to be near each other for so long.
That's true.
The only way to compile lists was like over the internet instead of on that whiteboard I carry around for lists.
Seems like there's more efficient way anyway, really.
I don't know what you're talking about, George. I'm perfect in every way, and that's why I'm still single.
Yeah, you loser. Am I right, guys?
I know. I'm the last holdout, the last samurai, the last of the Mohicans, you know?
Yeah, one day, Zoe, you'll settle down and you'll realize how. Yeah, just like how much you learn about yourself. You know what I mean? Like, just like, you know, to really grow, you know, giving that support.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like for you. Honestly, I can't remember. It's
it's been 2 weeks. I've got
different world.
Yeah, George is an expert on being in love, and I want to take all of his advice all the time.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Hey, I think we can all learn something from George.
Mm-hmm. We can. I'm not sure what that is exactly you mean by that, but
that wasn't a joke. Why did everyone look at me like there was a punchline?
I was waiting for a punchline as well.
You set it up like it was a joke.
Ah, I guess I'm just not used to people being nice to me ever since I've got a missus.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Well, so Zoe, you didn't get a girlfriend this week?
No, I didn't get a girlfriend this week. A beautiful lady did hit on me and I forgot how to speak. That was funny. Sometimes the comedy happens. I was at my other job, and a beautiful girl. Like, you know, sometimes you see a girl that's so beautiful, you forget to talk.
Yeah.
I got tricked into buying skincare products once because one of them worked in the strip mall and she touched my hair.
See, they'll get you. That's how they trick you.
$90.
See, I'm seeing her tonight, one of those. So.
Yeah.
Hey. I'll stop eventually.
I see, you don't have to. It's nice.
Oh, I won't.
So, yeah, I had this girl come up to me and just be like, your makeup's really pretty. You're really pretty. And I just went, and she walked away, and that was my opportunity to date the most beautiful firefighter I had ever seen.
Oh no.
Ticks so many boxes.
Yeah, and anyway, that happened like 2 weeks ago and I'm still mad at myself.
But this is what I mean. Like, the amount of times that this is where goods and services anxiety exists. You go in and get a haircut, everyone in there, they don't know what's going on. They're always beautiful. Beautiful hair. Beautiful boys, beautiful ladies.
It's hard being surrounded by beautiful people.
It's, yeah, stressful.
It must be hard, Handsome Tom, to be surrounded by beautiful people. Especially for you.
Look, I don't know. This feels like a loaded answer, no matter what I say.
Say it. Say it, brother.
My thing is that I want to just also clarify that this is not a nickname that I chose, but that Zoe and Zammit gave to me.
Because we had to differentiate you from the other Tom.
Rough. Although this is actually the nicer way to do that differentiation.
Well, yeah, it's good for Handsome Tom. Regular Tom fucking hated it.
But it's better than you do. You make him the regular one. At least it's not like regular Tom and ugly Tom.
Ugly Tom.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. But no, like when you get like starstruck by a person.
Oh, yeah.
And you just are like, I don't know what I'm doing.
You're in charge. You're my brain now.
Yeah. You just look at them, you're like, and you just walk around like that? Like your whole day is this.
You just, it's ridiculous.
Mm. They don't know what reality is.
No.
Yeah, no, they live in the hot bubble.
Mm.
It's good. I'm kidding. That's an arrogant thing to say.
That's all right. I've accused George of living in the hot bubble before. So.
I was about to say, George also lives in the hot bubble.
George lives in the hot bubble. Cass, you also live in the hot bubble. So.
You live in the hot bubble.
I don't live in the hot bubble.
Looks like someone just wants to
be out of
the hot.
You had a firefighter come up and tell you you were pretty.
Exactly. No, I've never had that.
So I work at a hardware store and nothing makes me look beautiful and gay like the uniform I have to wear in the hardware store.
Point is,
I've never had someone walk up to me and be like, you are pretty in my life.
I do that to you every day.
But not a stranger.
Yeah. Every day I greet Cass and I'm like, you're beautiful.
Yeah, can't well, move. that's the first 10 minutes of any interaction we have with each
Turns
other.
Turns out it's like, all just so she can claim being out of the hot bubble. It's all for Zoe to claim her status.
She's in the bubble.
All along, it had nothing to do with you at all, Cass. So she could claim being out of the hot bubble. You're in the hot bubble, Cass. Zoe, too bad.
See, he said Cass, he slipped, man. I ain't in the hot bubble.
Well, no, I'm just going to say it.
Because like, you confuse me so much when I'm looking at you, you're so pretty. I can't think straight.
Oh, my God, stop.
George, you have a girlfriend.
Damn it. Yeah,
she's holding me back.
I can't be a homewrecker.
No, but the idea that someone comes up to you at your place of work who is beautiful and is like, hey, you also look beautiful. That means you're in the bubble, man.
I'm very like, that's the only
firmly in the bubble.
All right, all right.
I worked at pools and stuff and no one ever came up and said that to me and I was often in bathers. So, like, it's not a uniform thing.
I mean, I get that all the time. So, I tell you, you're in the bubble.
All
right, it's good to be in the bubble. It feels nice. I didn't know that I was in the bubble, but it's good to be in the bubble.
I'm glad you're in the bubble.
Thanks. It's nice to be in the bubble. I don't believe I'm in the bubble. It's nice to be in the bubble.
You have evidence of being in the bubble.
Yeah. More recent, fresh evidence than the rest of us.
Also, that's kind of funny. Sorry, I was just thinking just in my own brain of bad times with all these people, with all of you guys being like, you're in the hot bubble, you're in the hot bubble. I have had people constantly, like I had one person continuously in my early life just be like, you're really ugly. And no matter what I do, I can't turn that voice off.
What?
If you don't turn that voice off, they won, and that's...
I know, and that's the most insane thing, is that, like, to this day, I'm still like, no, that's not for me. I don't live in the hot bubble. And
but
I just think...
That's yucky of that person.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah, they do.
Can't believe I'm going to go to jail for killing someone called Zoe Ugly, but I guess we are.
Oh my God, guys, stop.
Didn't have that on my 2021 bingo card, but here we go. Tom's going to prison.
But it's so crazy how...
Come on, like, Tom, you don't want to go killing a blind man?
Yeah, he got it. Isn't it funny that those negative comments are the ones that linger, like, so hard? Like I think I've been told that I'm worthwhile more times than I can count, but there's this one person that once said to me that I was worthless, and I was like, I will cling on to that for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
How do we not do that, guys?
I would love to tell you, but I just... It's like, oh, just focus on the nice things. It's like, yeah, I know they're there, but that one person who I will never see again probably thinks I'm a fuckhead because I bought the wrong shoes. This is...
See? I try and intentionally cling on to the good things, but like with the same ferocity of cling on to bad and do it on purpose. Yep. One of my friends once told me I had a nice button nose. Aww. And now I'm like, I love my nose because my friend loves my nose. So... held on to that. That does have bad effects. I got told heaps growing up that I had princess hair and mermaid hair, and now if I cut it, I feel like a part of my worth will go.
Oh, so, just like in the movie Tangled.
And I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that, and I know it. And then I'm like, what if I cut it off? And I'm like, well, no.
I won't be a princess anymore.
Oh, what will people like about me?
Oh, no, Cass. You went too aggressive.
This is... Yeah, look, okay, maybe I have no advice.
Course
corrected too hard.
Yeah, this podcast is so not over.
No, it's not at all. No.
Now we've scratched the surface, and I think we've done all the surface layer stuff real good. Now it's time to get into the trauma.
But yeah, it is that thing of like, it's Cass, your solution isn't ridiculous. Like to be like, oh no, I often do this subconsciously where I will go somewhere and my like with my ears and be like, the lady was so kind who did my ears. And so I'm like, wasn't that nice? Someone treated me with kindness. It would mean I'd be very susceptible to joining a cult. But the flip side of it is that if I have an interaction with someone in any sphere and they're nice, I try to like remember that. But then, you know, going into it, you always have that one of like, oh, what if they then make jokes about me? What if that's the person who's like, you suck?
Yeah.
And then it's like that sticks. So I guess you can't not listen to the bad stuff, but I guess you've just got to maybe vocalize that the good stuff happens. So even like if you say it out loud and be like, that person was nice to me. Also, Zoe, this is a complete tangent, but I have a feeling that hot gay firefighter will absolutely come back to the hardware store.
Yes!
Because it is a hardware store and they are a gay firefighter.
I think it will work out well for me. I was telling my manager, because I'm the only person like in my early 30s in like my little team, and everyone else is really young or everyone else is a mum. Yep. And so I have very much congregated with the mums and have been like, my people. So I was chatting to my manager and we were like making fun of the little, like, you know, 19-year-olds who have all got their first job and they're all like pretty much flirting at work because they're just like excited to meet new people because that's how you meet new people. And so we were making fun of them and I told her about the hot fire, told my manager about the hot firefighter. She laughed so hard and then was laughing as she walked away from me. Like, I made my boss's day a little better. So, hey, great employee. Little wins. Little wins every day.
Little wins every day.
Yeah. It worked out fine.
Yeah.
But also, to go to what you were saying before with the negative comments and stuff, because I think there's, I've read some stuff on that as well. And I think it goes back to, weirdly enough, that same thing where, like, you, even if it's negative, if you cling on to that, it's almost like you're still being. It's almost still the main character thing in a way. Yeah. You're like, I matter. This person saying this to me was saying this thing that proves me, me, me. It's always still that very much, I've got this correct view. So like, especially when it's like, you've one person said it while 30 people are saying the other one and you're sticking that one person, it's still almost arrogant in a way.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not going to listen to anyone. I'm going to just, it's what I think. And this one person said, it's like still very you focused almost. So like,
well, that's kind of the whole thing. I've always said that about anxiety, is that it kind of makes you a selfish asshole because you're incapable of thinking about anyone except yourself.
Mm.
Like every, at least like I obviously still go through it to this day, but like back when mine was really, really bad, like I was incapable of listening to other people's opinions or empathy or, you know, whatever. And so it does, it makes you like this really selfish asshole. And I think that's what happens when these little niggling voices creep up. It's like, as you were saying, George, it just makes you the center of attention, negative or good. Like it just, it's like, ah, yes, obviously this is how it is going. And because this one person said that I was ugly, and then these like 30 people have said that I'm like beautiful, these 30 people are obviously lying because they need to, because I'm the center of attention and they need to lie to me about this. Like, it becomes very, like, yeah, very main character energy.
What about, have you tried flipping it so that, like, no one, could you imagine telling someone that they were ugly? Like, that would be a fucked thing to do to someone.
Thanks, I was gaslighted into it. It was pretty special.
That is pretty special. But, like, all that stuff on top of it, like, when you, if you think of what it would take for you as a person to call someone ugly, like there's no reality, or there's no hypothetical reality for that where you are doing okay.
That's
it would not really be a reflection of what the other, how the other person looked, really. Like if you're going out there calling a person ugly or giving someone that kind of an insult, that is really more a reflection on you and how your mental state is going. And I think that is when when people are rude to me or like do shitty things, I'm always like, ugh, what about it? Like that's embarrassing for them. Like I've had people be so rude to me or like cut me off or say shitty things, and I'm always like, ugh, oh no, for you. I can't even remember what they said, but I know it's happened enough times where it's just like I cringe internally because I'm like, fuck, that's not good. Like, get well soon, Jesus. Like, that can't, nothing. How many things have gone wrong for you to be so awful? Like, you are having the worst day of your life.
That's amazing. I like that a lot. That
I think I'm going to take a little bit of Cass's mentality on next time someone's mean to me.
Automatically just like, that's embarrassing for you. Like, what's really it like to be your whole ass on main? Like,
Realistic
thing as well. Yeah. Just being like, this isn't about me. It's about your stuff that you're going through and then you're directing it at me, but it's actually got nothing to do with me.
Mm.
So it's, yeah. Which, look, and I will say, if you go too far the other direction, it means you don't stand up for yourself, which is an issue.
You can't
cut
your hair.
No, it's an issue I've had where I'm like, oh, it doesn't matter that I've like, go on to see my psychologist. I'm like, yeah, this happened, but it doesn't matter. They're like, but you should tell them not to speak to you that way. I'm like, why? She's like, because you shouldn't be spoken to that way. Like, I'm like, but it doesn't have anything to do with me. She's like, I know, but you should. Like, realizing like two more sentences in, like, oh fuck, I'm arguing to be treated poorly. I'm like, all right, I'll work on that. I just don't see the point of telling them because it has nothing to do with me. And she's like, but you should. It's not nice for people to do that to you. I'm like, yeah, but I'm barely involved.
I think
make sure you're still standing up for yourself, because that is.
Yeah. I think it's a thing of like, if it's a stranger, then it's like, well, they're just good on them.
Oh yeah, I'm never going to see this person. I don't even remember what they say.
They're going to have a weird day. But if it's like, if it's someone who is supposed to be
nice kind to you,
yeah,
and they are not,
someone kind of like a boyfriend or someone like a long term partner would say those things to you. That'd be
if someone.
Wait, you're saying I should? What's this?
You're giving the relationship. Yeah, you're still George.
Yeah, it's called neglighting.
Neglighting. All right. I'll message you right now.
Ugly.
She just messages back the cringe face emoji.
You suck, man. Are you okay?
She knew it was more about me than it was about her.
I did make a comment to her about this joke that I would love to do on stage, which I've never been able to do. But
because of PC reasons?
No, well, look, it makes sense. It's legit. So check it out. So the thing a lot of comedians do on stage, right, is they'll get up on stage and they'll be like, I've got a girlfriend. And they'll be like, she's so much better looking than me, you know? Like, I can't believe I'm with her. I'm just this fat blob and she's gorgeous. And everyone always applauds. And I'm always like, I don't know if that's as nice as people are taking that to be. Because, like, what is that guy saying there? He's being like, yeah, I'm bringing the personality. She's the object to be looked at. Like, as in that's almost how you can take it. So I'm always like, I would love to get up on stage one time and be like, hey, man, I got a girlfriend. She is ugly, let me tell you. That troll, she's got a great personality there. She's the best. But she's bringing looks to this situation because she's so lovely in every other way. Isn't that
really
technically nicer?
How full circle, how many full circles have we done today? How many times have we gone in one direction and ended up biting our own ass?
We are the Ouroboros of podcasts.
Yeah.
The absolute self-suck of the world.
Surely the better way to do that bit, though, George, is to be like, I finally have a girlfriend. I guess I could be a trophy husband or something like that.
Yeah, so you're the himbo. You're the object.
Yeah, that's you finally get to that eventually. But first, I've got to be mean to her for a while.
Hang on.
No.
So, George, what you've done is I think I'm the character and you think you're the antagonist.
You little joker.
George is the joker, baby.
I think I'm an NPC and everyone else I go to is also an NPC and they're firing off wrong. I'm like,
glitch in the system.
Someone just hasn't put the patch in. And that's why you keep offering to sell me this horse that's not there. Oh, man. And on that note, I'm Tom. That's the end.
All right.
I've been... Okay. I've been Gas.
I've been George.
And I've been Zoe B.
And this is the show, and I've never done this before.
And
we're still fine.
And he won't be doing it again.
No, I won't be doing it again. See, this is just like goods and services, but the goods and services is closing out a podcast.
And we're fine.
And we're fine.
And we're fine.
We're fine.
We're fine.
We're fine.
Fine.
Never again.
Great.
Nailed it, Tom. Perfect.
Nailed it. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with us for some very unprofessional advice that goes beyond just go to therapy, feel free to email us on happylittlepod@gmail.com and make sure you put somewhere in the email okay to air if you're happy to have us discuss it on the show. Hope you have a great day. You're not alone. We love you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.